Sheriff Warren Pease sits at his desk. He looks up and smiles. "Care for some coffee, Sanchez?" he asks. "Sure. Thanks, Sheriff," I reply. He takes the coffee pot from the hot plate and fills a cup for me. It looks like used motor oil. I sit down across from him. "Is there some kind of mistake, Sheriff?" I ask. "Wish I could say there was, son. Looks like Eduardo forgot to pay last year's taxes, too. He owes about $400." "Holy smoke! $400?" I shout. "How are we going to make any money if we can't open our doors, Sheriff? We're just squeaking by, you know, huh?" "The tax money should come off what you boys are paying Eduardo for the business, Antonio. Or else you might get lucky buying it at auction for only $400. Personally, I wouldn't chance it. The next guy only needs to bid $1 more." The sheriff stands up. He opens his billfold and takes out $5. "I like you and your amigo. You're both hard-working fellas. I want to see you boys make a go of Milagro." "A little strong, ain't it?" he says, looking down at my untouched cup of coffee. He hands me the $5. "Six's grandpa helped me out of a couple of scrapes. So did your tio Nicolas. The kindness you do people doesn't always come back to you, Antonio, but it never goes to waste. It always gets handed down to somebody who can use it." I am choked up, unable to speak. I take the money he offers and nod to the sheriff. "I wouldn't worry too much, son. I don't think Eduardo's trying to flim-flam you boys. He might be a scatterbrain, but he's no scoundrel. I'll be rooting for you." "Thank you, Sheriff," I manage to say. I shake his hand and leave his office, feeling a little more upbeat than I did going in.